masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Well, Dr. Alavi, in our previous session, you told us about that Ashura should be recognized by all by the time of uprising. But as of now, we don't see Ashura that much, like, known by people all around the world. But is it possible until the uprising that everyone is aware about Ashura, everyone recognizes Ashura before the uprising? You gave us a beautiful example of Arba'een. Is there something more to add on that?
Yeah, that's true. Since the motto and the slogan of the troops of Imam Zaman alayhi salam at the time of his advent is Ya Allah Tharat al-Hussein, that is, those who are after the revenge of the blood of Imam al-Hussein, it means that there should be something that the people all know Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and they are now going to take a revenge from the people who actually oppressed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So this should happen somehow. So what is the quality and what is the way that this happens? This is something that we just can actually guess that it should happen in this way.
Yeah.
Because when we are waiting for a worldwide revolution by Imam Zaman alayhi salam, we cannot expect Imam Zaman, for example, to come for a part of the world, let's say, for example, for the people of Iran or the people of Iraq or the people. No, Imam Zaman is the leader of the whole inhabitants of the earth. So he is the last savior that we are talking about, and he's going to save the whole world. So it means that based on many hadith, we understand that before he arrives, the media of Imam Zaman reached to its peak so that this media could introduce Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the way that it has to.
There are people from Hinduism, from Sikhism, who believe that a savior is going to come. Like, some call him Lord
Definitely.
Krishna,
yeah.
Some call him Guru, and some call him Imam Zaman.
Very true.
So, like, I can say that Shias have some knowledge towards the Ashura, but how would the other people who are waiting for the Savior recognize Ashura?
Exactly. Again, referring to verse 2 of chapter Nasr, Surah An-Nasr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, in order for the people to come and join Imam Zaman and the deen of Islam, the deen, religion of Islam, in huge groups and numbers. So it has to happen in some way. How is it like? How is it going to happen? We can't guess based on what happened in last years, for example, with the issue of Arba'een. Arba'een is one sign and signal that tells us, okay, out of no time, we can see millions of people come to the streets of Iraq and go
and nothing
walk
stops
towards
them. You know, like, I mean, we even in this year, we saw like very severe riots. We saw political condition getting
very true.
Yeah.
But the situation got facilitated again.
Yeah.
Definitely. Inshallah, there would be no obstacle on, the, on
Inshallah.
Its way. So more than 30 million people are coming and walking. So it brings a big question mark to the minds of the people. What is it? Why all these people are walking this way?
Is that a normal trip, or it contains some messages as well?
Definitely. Yeah. It will be a good, let's say, point for the people to ponder.
Yeah.
So what happened that all these people are going towards that Karbala? So are they really mourning and doing azadari for a person who died, let's say, 1,400 years ago?
Yeah.
So is it possible? Are they mad or insane?
Yeah.
So these questions are good.
These questions arise, and people we'll get answers, inshallah.
Definitely.
We'll talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are talking about the relationship between Ashura and Maitreya. And we are talking about the fact that Ashura will be recognized by all the people of the world, all freedom lovers, before the uprising of Imam Mahdi. And how is that possible? Dr. Ali Alavi is telling us. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have been talking that the medium of Arba'in by itself is a great media.
Yeah.
So Arba'in, the same way that it worked in the last 1400 years, this time it will show itself, I think, even greater than before. Look, the policy that was taken by Imam Sajjad and Lady Zainab Salamul Aliha to revive what happened in Ashura, what happened in the land of Karbala, is going to work now. So our brain can show itself here again. So what is our duty as a Muslim? We said as a Muslim, as a waiter of Imam Zaman, as a Shia, as a follower of the Maktab of Ahlul, as a Muslim in general. So what is our duty? To introduce our brain in the right way that it is needed to be introduced. We have to play our role also in this universe.
Yeah.
What is our way? One, whoever has any potentiality, any power, any skill, any talent, based on what that talent that he or she has or actually enjoys with, we have to talk about. So look, isn't it a case of unity of the Islamic Ummah that collects and gathers this huge number of people in one place
without borders?
No, we don't want to say that all of them are Shias. Yes, majority of them are followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, but all of them are not Shias.
Not all are Shias.
We have seen, as I said, and we said earlier, we have seen followers of other religions. We have seen from other denominations.
A number of journalists attracts this gathering attracts.
So we don't want to make it special for the Shias. No, it's for all the followers of the Islamic schools.
I don't remember which country it was, though, but in one of the majalises of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a lady comes in, a non-Muslim lady who is not bearing a child, who is not able to give birth to a child, and then she comes into this majlis with a flag of Hussein, and when people tell her, like, you're non-Muslim and how you're here, and she tells them, I heard Hussein is for all.
Mm,
so,
definitely.
Here also... Hussein belongs to all.
Exactly. So Imam Hussein, the same way that Imam Hussein belonged to all, Imam Zaman will belong to all.
Yes.
Imam Hussein, the concept that Imam Hussein was after freedom, social justice, spirituality, I don't know, kindness, being merciful.
Yeah.
All these high ideals that were coming to us through the message of Ashura are the ones that Imam Zaman going to bring back to us.
Yeah.
So... this is what the medium of Arba'in will do and will work, inshallah, as a media, and will introduce Imam Hussein to the whole world before the advent of Imam Zaman. And it doesn't need a long time to happen. The same way that it happened to us. Yes. Even for us, as the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, we did not expect such a thing to happen within 10 years at most.
Yeah.
Right? No one could understand, for example, the work of Arba'in before the revolution, before the Islamic revolution was... actually, as based on what we heard, was consist of, let's say, a few people walking from Najaf to Karbala. But now, the same people, the same, actually, morale is now on the way, but with plenty of people from plenty of countries.
Yeah.
I think the number of countries exist in the world, we have representative in the walk of Arba'in.
Yes.
And let's talk even some about the miracle of this event.
Great. Look, for gathering, a country. Yeah. Inshallah, we'll talk about that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we're talking about the relationship between Ashura and Maitreya. Here we're talking about how Ashura will be recognized by all before the uprising of Imam Mahdi, ajallaha ta'ala faraj. Yes, Dr. Ali Alev.
Yeah, I was saying that...
The glory of
the glory
gathering.
Of this Arba'in actually astonishes not only the followers of other religions, but ourselves as the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt.
True.
Look, who can believe that 30 plus million of people. Let's talk about 10 to 15 million people. Which country is able to feed these people for 10 consecutive days?
And a country that is devastated by wars.
Yeah, it was under lots of pressures, wars, and it's something that even when you enter this country, I mean, the cities of which is like, I mean, the villages of other countries who are the victims of
ISIS, who are the victims of American terrorism, and yeah, so on and
definitely.
So forth.
So this is a miracle that one can see. So you will not, stay thirsty or hungry for, let's say, a 2 minute event.
Yeah.
So the whole way you are
being fed.
I mean, you are fed and you are offered different kinds of food so that you are welcome to the way that you have selected for visiting your imam.
Yes.
So this is one aspect of its miracle that it astonishes the whole mankind, not only the follower of the school of Adam. The next point that I wanted to refer to is that the same slogan that was talked about, that Ya Allah Tharat al-Hussein, which is the slogan and the flag, the sign of the flag of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Ya Allah Tharat al-Hussein, wants to emphasize that the revenge of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam will be taken from those that had caused this issue.
Yeah.
What happened to Imam al-Hussein?
Exactly. So, you're saying us that there will be a time where one of the connotations of this uprising is to take revenge.
And it is shown in the flag of it.
Yeah.
And then motto.
Yeah. But the criminals of the event of Ashura are not alive today. So how is it possible, like, with whom Imam is going to fight and take revenge from?
Very good question. Look, sister, even the issue, the event of Karbala itself, the event of Ashura is not known by the whole humanity.
Yeah.
Except the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, yeah. Right? So how come that people will understand who was the, let's say, what were the factors and who were the people who were guilty in killing Imam Hussein so that a group of people come to take revenge from them? Okay,
yeah.
This is one aspect. As we answered that, okay, through the media of Harbin, inshallah, it will be introduced, the concept itself will be introduced to the people.
This is
now,
one.
Yeah. Now, when the main factors, when the main, let's say, people who caused such a tragedy are not more available.
Yeah.
So whom are going to be to take revenge from? The real factors and the real causes of this tragedy are nowhere available. So we said everyone knows that at that time the children of Bani Umayyah or Bani Umayyah destiny caused such a catastrophe on the day of Ashura. So, and again, we know that even at the time of the advent of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, there would be the emergence of a person called Sufyani.
Sufyani, yeah, we have heard that.
Yeah. Sufyani is one of the signs of the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. The emergence of Sufyani is one of the signs of the emergence of Imam Zaman. So when Sufyani exists, I mean, or appears, which actually comes evident to us that Imam Zaman is about to, inshallah, reappear.
Well, this all needs more explanation, like who is Sufyani and how Imam is going to take revenge and who are the criminals of the time from whom the revenge of Ashura will be taken. All this needs explanation and we would want to continue that in another session, inshallah. Thank you so much
inshallah.
For being with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sister.
Thank you so much, dear listeners, who are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to this program again, you can go to our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you'll find our old programs over there. In case you have any message for us, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanillah and God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.